Above is the Zikin, Asher v'Aboi Haman v'Vahever. So there's four obvious, there's Asher, Aboi, Haman, and Hever. So I think one of us, I don't remember who it was, asked why the Mishnah writes it all in code form. I can't remember what it was under. Why does the Mishnah say that Mave, why does it say Shor and Mave? I mean, Shor, we're being machlekes, so the Shor means, okay, Shor means either Shen Regel, either Regel or Shen Regel. Okay, that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. But it's all based because of the word Mave. And it's very unclear if Mave means Shen or if Mave means Odom. So why didn't the Tal and Mishnah write what it is? Why didn't they write Mave as in if it's Shen, Shen, if it's Odom, Odom? Then Kasha.
What is the word Mave actually?
Oh, so the Gemara on the Gimel of the Beast has two psukim to try and explain what Mave means. Either it's the Loshon of Bakosha, so it's referring to a person, because the person has to daven. And he's the Loshon of Omar Shurima also Rikir Vigam Laido into Vayu and Bayu. Comes from the root of the word Tadavan, and that's the person Davans. Or it's a Loshon of Nivu Mitzpuno, which means that something that's revealed sometimes. And that's Shen. Shen is revealed sometimes when he eats. So the question is, okay, so there's Ramazim in the Torah. Why are you using this word, Mabit? Are they referring to a word of Bo'oyu, to Lashon of Tefillah, or words of Nivu, which is a word of being revealed, but revealed from its hidden state? But why? Why did the Tana do that? Well, okay, he wants us to learn, but why do you do that? So the Moki Yosef actually asked this question. Moki Yosef is on the Aleph Amid base at the back of the Gemara. He asked this question, and he says that had it said Odom, a person would have thought every Odom. And which Odom's potter? We learned this one time. Which Odom is potter? Odom that's Mazik is potter. Which Odom? No, okay, that's possible. It's possible because nobody would think that that person would be fired. He's gone to Das.
Woman's
honest Gomo. Not bad. Oinus Gomo. He said if it's Oinus Gomo, you might. Okay, but again, why would the person think that such a person should be chai? Yeah, but that's machlokes. If it's going, it's gone. Tosfos holds completely potter, like everything. Not an hour, it sounds lower. In other words, a person that's b'li oinus. He's a grown up, and if he's mazik, there's no chiyuv to pay. Anyone remember the case? I'm confident, I'm sure. Yeah, Emmet. Emmet is mazik, there's no chiyuv to pay. Why?
Emmet's a person.
Emmet's a person, yeah. 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 Yeah, if he's not no people pay, why? That way the Odin will have to pay every morning. Every time he gets tells off his Evid, the Evid will go and burn down somebody else's haystack. And then there would be.
What are we talking about? Evid Kanani.
Evid Kanani, come on. Yeah, so Mele had says the Mokia Yosef, had we said the word Odom, would be a mistake for that. You would have thought it means even a Evid. So how does it help to say the word Mabe?
It's not even Daven.
Huh?
They don't Daven.
They don't Daven. Why? Because we're
not. What's the Chachila Chaya, no? Just that there was a zero. I mean, there was a Chachana, no? Hold on.
Viro, yeah, 1 second. Viro, knock at Mabe, do lishne the sin, gabe ben chuy. It's referring to a Jew. That posuk in Tavoyim Boyu is talking about a Jew. A fully fledged Jew. So that's the makor of the word mave. It means a ben chur. It means a fully fledged Jew as opposed to an eved that's working. That's half, like a quasi Jew. He's half high mitzvahs, like noshem. He's not yet some married goyim. It's not yet eid. Okay, so that is why the Tana didn't say odom. It doesn't explain why the Tana didn't say shem. If the pshat in the Mishnah is mave shem, so say Shem. So he says, he asks that question as well. And he says also in the other from the basic same page, he says that Mab is a Shem. So why don't you say Shem? You're going to have him in there, even if you don't have a Mab. Shem, maybe Shem every time you bite something, even if you don't have a Mab. Maybe a Chayv. Maybe Shem's Chayv even without a Mab. כמעט שלום, לא. מה ומה וזה לא שוב ניבו מצפוינו, וזה לא שוב אכילה, יהיה זה לא, אני איץ. So maybe when he eats, it's typical reveal, the yeah. Honor reveal.
With the bites and with no hana, would that just be considered chayar?
Yeah, but bichatzin ezek then.
Right.
Right, say that. So you would have thought that the zechir nezek sholim for Shem, if it would say Shem, maybe zechir nezek sholim. For Shem, anything a Shem does, even with the hana. So that answers that question. That's why the Tana didn't say, the Tana didn't say clearly, explicitly what it is, because the person would make a mistake. So he left it in this space on code words. Mave. Mave Hashem, I must be Achila Ano.
Why?
Because Mave is a lotion of revealed, sometimes revealed, sometimes not. And that's what a person animal does when it eats. When it eats, its teeth are the whole time. So it's half shen. Revealed, half not. Everyone says Shen, a person would think it means even if it bites, anything it does, even not for Hanah. There's no expression of Hanah from the word Shen. The Nivu Mitzpoinov is an expression of it eating. When it's eating, it reveals its teeth or not. And therefore, it teaches us Hanah. Okay, that's one word, does it trick.
But the Mishnah is coming to teach Piyuvim, not the Torah.
Right.
So the Torah of Eved shouldn't be a consequence. We should learn it in the Gemara.
Yeah, very good argument.
And then also,
about one second. Okay. The Mishnah is coming to teach us Chiyuvim, but not mislead us with Chiyuvim. So if it's true, if you write Odom, it means Eved, all Odom, then you're misleading us. And you're including in the Mishnah something that's not true. If I could use a word that will be more precise to explain exactly who's the one Chayiv, it's much better. So Mavi, which describes Ben Choyim, is much better.
Even though it confuses us with Shem.
Oh, that's another point, yeah. It's confusing to say, what is it? Yeah. And once we know what Mavi is, then the Gemara describes how the Gemara worked out, whether Mavi is Odom or Shem. But once the Gemara says, well, we know already Shem from the word Shoy, so Mavi must be an Odom, then it's very focused which type of Odom. Right. You want to see Mavi doing? Very good.
Confuses.
Huh? Very good. Fantastic. Okay, so that is that.
Isn't there an adjective that's used to describe a man but who's a Jew as opposed to not a single word like
Mavi?
maybe Mavi. Okay.
Right? Okay, so that's that. Then what was the next word after Mavi? So we had a Shoy boy, Mavi, Heve. Ish. Ish.
Yeah.
Ish
is the word to a Jew.
Yeah, Ish is also a creed that you don't find Ish in Shnayis Eved. Odom you could have.
Right. So I said, Odom could be Eved. If he wanted it to be, the Tana wanted it to be a Jew, then it could use the word Ish as opposed to
Adam. If you find a Mishnah anywhere, this is the word Ish. Okay. Ish is also a creed that you don't. Okay. So, and then you have Shoy Boy, Mavi, and Heve. So, what's Heve? We know already. What's Heve? It's Ish, right? So, I think Shua asked this last time. So, why didn't he say Ish? I think you asked it. Somebody definitely did.
Somebody did.
Why? Because what's the big question? Okay, Heve is Ish. Why do I have to say Ish? It's another word for Ish. Right. But the Mishnah carries on like that. The Mishnah says, this we saw as well, Loyaria Mavi, Karia Shoy. Now it does use the word ish. So why, if you're happy to use the word ish, so say at the beginning, why use the word hever to explain this? Right? So that is definitely a valid question, but frat, the next part, right? So the answer to that is, says Tosfos Yomtov, the lashon ish could mean that somebody Bekavama lit something, lit a goddish. It doesn't mean necessarily even if it went out from it, the guy's property on its own. Mm-hmm. The word hever, as opposed to mavi, is the lotion passive, a lotion of an ish, which is just moving along. Right? So that is why I use the lotion hever to say even something which a person didn't actively like, but rather he lit his own ishes, and the wind took it out. Now look at this very geschmacky Rashi. Ve'egishma. Look at the Rashi. The last wide line. Last wide line. Mabe mefash v'gemora. Hevel yiseitzeish. Why is Rashi bringing a posuk? Why is he bringing a posuk to tell me what Ish is? Doesn't bring any posuk to tell what Karen is. Or to bring up the Shen. No posuk with that. Rega. Hey, she brings a posuk. Says Pinshua, because what do we know from Kiseitzeish? It goes out on its own. The guy didn't light it in other Rishus, he lit it in his own Rishus, and it's Kiseitzeish. Says Rashi, that's Pshat in Hever. Hever means it goes out on its own. Kiseitzeish. It goes out. So very nice, very beautiful. So Hever, the reason why I use the word Hever as opposed to Ish, or maybe Mavi, is because we want to talk about a word that went out, a fire that went out on its own. As Rashi did you that, that's what means he says it goes out on it. So that's the next chiddush on this first line of the Gemara. So, but obviously, Zikim, he says, Shoy boy, Mabe is either Shen or Odom, we're keeping it power because it's too Mahalchim and they need the two Mahalchim in Gemara, whether Mabe means Shen or Odom. And the whole time I'll have to bounce it backwards and forwards because we don't have it, our cross, if Shen is Mabe or Odom. So every time we have in the Mishnah the word Mabe, we have to learn two pshatim, Shen or Odom. Va'ever and Eish. Le'er ha'shoi kare ha'mabe. So what's pshat? The shoi, what did the haray mean, remember? The haray? The kula, right? The kula of shoy is not as great as the kula of mavet. Mavet's got a greater kula, a greater reason for leniency than shoy. If the Torah says shoy yachayev, you wouldn't have known the yachayev for mavet. Why? Because you would have thought maybe only yachayev for shoy, not for mavet. Okay, let's work out what does mavet mean.
Here it's using it.
What does mavet mean?
Shane or Adam.
So let's read the Mishnah. Had the Torah told me so, you wouldn't have known that you're chayim for Shen. Okay, I understand that. Why? Because Shoy is from Mosul Azik and Shen is Zenot. So very good. How do you read the next? When the Torah told me I'm chayim for looking after my animals, I wouldn't have known I'm chayim for looking after for what I do myself. Kosuke. If I'm chai for my animals to Kosuke, I should be chai for myself. Right?
That's on the scorecard.
So what's pshat? It can make logic, any logic here? You're chai for what your animals do, but what you yourself do, you're not chai. Anyone come up with the turrets? No. When's a person chayiv? When's a person chayiv for what he does? Amazing.
Oh,
maybe even oynes, right? Says the chiddush. I'm chayiv what I do with my animals. Who I was b'sheh. I left my animals. I left the dog. I was b'sheh. But if I'm chayiv even for an odom who does something b'sheigig. And maybe even bonus according to Ramban, but even if it's b'sheg meaning b'chal, that I was walking down the street and bumped into something, right? It was b'shegi. It wasn't I was b'sheg in any way, I was just posh b'shegi. So maybe you wouldn't be in the fact. That's a chiddush, odom chayv, odom mu'ud oylam. Bein oynes, bein rotzen, bein shegi, bein mezik. Even b'shegi, even a case when it's shegi kur oynes, even is chayv. So that's a chiddush. So that's why you would have thought that Adam would be popped in that case. Right? So I saw, and I can bring it down from where I saw that. I didn't look it up in the tzib. It says that we use the word mave for Adam. Mave is Adam. Mave is the Russian tefillin. That's why. Because an Adam's chayiv, even for Shigi, he has to daven before the beginning of the day that no takala should happen to him. And that even of other Krishna, you shouldn't do something but maybe of other that you don't need to down Hashem for that. But even something with Shego, even Shego, something which almost out of his hands, That's the lashon of ma'aveh to daven to tell you. That's why we use the lashon of ma'aveh for
all. The opposite then. Somebody who didn't. He didn't daven. So why should, that's why he caught. That's why he caught him.
Why shouldn't say yes? One of the cases.
The meister he daven and oh right. But why be met? Would we say maybe all of them should be called by shaygig? Maybe just like animals, he's meant to look after it so well. He should look after himself so well, even b'shegig. Once the habim and adam should be potter. No, because Hashem Zalman Leibach says the person's Torah, he's got something in his mind. So obviously, you can't actively go and damage the habim. And if by mistake something happened, it should be potter. He's busy. Every person's body busy. So no, that's why I say no. So you can't have to show you. Adam maybe is different. So that's the next line of the mission. Lo yashur ki ha-mameh, v'lo yamameh karei ha-shur. V'lo yizeh v'zeh sheish ben ha-chayim karei ha-ish. Which word do you want to translate?
We'll
have a whole mission again, but I'll say... Yossi, please translate. We've already translated the word hari, and shur is the word shur.
It's in the class of hari, meaning, how do we know it, and why do we say that it's a cool word?
Well, why do we say it's a kula? Yeah, that we haven't explained yet why. Hare means a kula. The kula of shor is that is not like the kula of mabe. I can't translate mabe because mabe is either shen or odom. So we're using the word mabe. So the kula of shor is not like the kula of mabe. Meaning, if we'd know shor, you wouldn't know mabe because mabe is more whole. It's not as lenient as mabe. So Mela, you wouldn't know it. So Loi Hariya Shori, the Kula of Shori is not like the Kula of Mame. But Leia Mame, the Kula of Mame is not like the Kula of Shori. Why are we using the word Hari to tell me the Kula? Because there's a Chuma which is generally used. It's a good question when Sintos is going to speak it out. But the, basically the proof is from the next line. Loi Zer Zer Sheish Ben Ruach Chaim Karei Ha'esh. These two things are ruach chayim, and therefore there's more of a reason to be chayiv. Karei ha'esh she'ein beruach chayim, as opposed to esh. Esh has got more of a reason to be kula because it doesn't have ruach chayim. Oh, so what? Yeah, very good, very good, good question. So why if it doesn't have ruach chayim? So numerous reasons are given to this, but the most basic reason, which is one we explained on Thursday, is if an animal has inside it the ability to go from A to B, it's more of a mazik than something which is dependent on the wind. So if I own something that I know it has an ability to go from A to B to damage, it's more of a svar that I'm a chuyv to look after it than ish, which as it is, what I did has no ability for it to move. It needs the ruach to move it from A to B. So the Torah would say, Yochai for Shor, or Yochai for Shem, or Yochai for Adam. The Torah would say that you wouldn't know that you'd be Chai for Eish. Because Adam is something which can go mazik. Shem is something which can mazik. So very good. Shor is something which can be mazik, which can go in mazik. So of course, yeah, you know you're meant to look after it. And if you didn't look after it, you have to pay. But Eish, which can't itself go and be mazik, maybe if I didn't look after it, I wouldn't be chayv. Right? Yeah, something that's an inherent shame mazik to it, can go from A to B.
But the destructive effect of Eish is much greater. I mean, it could burn down cities. I mean, it's one little Eish. Oh. And so it's the destructive power of it is greater than those others. And wind is very common,
We know everything you're saying is true. And then they want to, I had something which, as it is, had no destructive power. They needed the wind to move it. So it's a chiddush that I have to pay for what the wind did. It itself, the thing that I had there, was not a shem mazik, if you understand what I mean. Well, I didn't create the mazik. I didn't open that. Have a mazik, it was the wind that made it. You're right, the Torah is saying Yachai for that as well. But had the Torah not taught me that, I could have said, you can't compare. Shor I own the thing that naturally can go there. This is only together with outside assistance. Right? Yeah. You're right. If the Torah says you're chai for that, but if the Torah wouldn't have said
no, but I'm saying that I would, if the Torah didn't say it, I would still think that the person would be fired.
Why? So what's it going to do with me?
What? You,
it wasn't
by,
my
by you, by, you built, by you creating this fire.
So why
you
like
you, but something, you know, Plony creates this fire.
Yeah.
It doesn't watch after it, and it's normal for winds to be there. And winds not only move the fire, but winds also make the fire more destructive. It increases its destructive capability. So you create this potential.
I created the potential, that's right. Not that I had the thing, not that I actually made the mazik, a potential for mazik. So a potential for mazik. Where does it say in the Torah, you're high for potential for mazik? For sure, it's I have it in mazik, a potential mazik. So without a Torah, it's only potential. It's a chidsh. There's that word that you added. Potential is the extra tzitzis. That's the simple pshat in Gemara. So no yizeh v'zeh sheish ben ruach chaim. So these two, which have ruach chaim, is not as great a kula as karei ha'ish. Ish has a greater reason for leniency. Now this, I remember Yossi asked, why does the Gemara not answer, why the Mishnah not carry on? Reloyim Eish, Karei Zev Zev. Right? Why does it here the Mishnah not give it backwards? Right? So I said the Torah is going to talk about it, and the details it is, and the Torah is the Master Reloyim Zev Zev, the Torah is going to talk about it. So we'll wait for that. And then what's the last one? Reloyim Zev. They're not this and this, what's this and this, all three. So, Mave, whatever Mave means, and Ish, all have the same attribute. The what? That is a greater reason to pay more than Bo. Bo is not Darkon Leila Chalazik. And therefore, it's not like Bo. They carry a boy. It's not dark lele chazik. It's ain't dark lele chazik. So here the Gemara, the Mishnah basically teaches us the harei means a kula. From this line, we see harei means a kula. Although generally maybe harei means a chuma, this line teaches us harei means a kula. So we're saying lo yizem yizem should get dark and lele chazik ke harei haboy. Shein darkei leila chalazik. Karei haboy shein darkei leila chalazik. Nesman the party. Ein darkei leila chalazik is the reason for leniency. If it can't go, is the reason for leniency. Those can go, and this can't. And we're using the word harei to describe the leniency of boy. So here we see that the word harei means a leniency. Leniency.
Harei can be attributes. Can we work attributes? These are not going to be attributes of these.
No. Harei is either kul or chum.
Where's the source of that?
Where's the source of what?
The word harei may be a kul or a chum.
Same. See here, it's same.
Well, aside from the context, where do we have a source for it?
Well, what do you mean, Che? It doesn't have the attribute. There's another, it doesn't have attribute of boy. There's another attribute of boy that's not mentioned here. The what? Chilas asiyos of an ezek. The boy, as soon as you made the mazik. Chilas asiyos of an ezek. The original digging is the creation of a mazik. So if you want to tell me it doesn't have the attributes, so why pick on this one of a kula? Shekir ein darken leile for a hazik. Say it doesn't have the same attributes. Because it doesn't have the same attribute. Why pick on one? And also, Yossi, if you've come to say it doesn't have the same attributes, so as soon as you told me, L'Ariya Shoy K'Ariya Mave, it doesn't have the same attributes, you don't need to tell me, L'Ariya Mave K'Ariya Shoy. Because if all the word Hare means attributes, it's all included in one line. L'Ariya Shoy K'Ariya Mave. The Shoy doesn't have the same attributes as the Mave. And the Mave doesn't have the same attributes as the Shoy. If Hare just means attribute, then there's two things wrong in the Mishnah. First of all, it says Lara Shurikri Amave, and it repeats Lara Amave Kare Shurik. But obviously, if the Shur doesn't have the same attribute as Mave, then Mave doesn't have the same attribute
as Shurik. No, but they have learned it out. They don't have the same attributes, meaning we could not have learned out one from the other. And maybe you could have learned out by using this one to that one.
No, so, only Svar if just says you're saying the same thing. If you're saying I want to learn one from the other, and the reason why I can't is because what? That was more Chomel than this. The reason why I can't learn, in the case of Misha, Shmave from Shori, because Shori is more Chomel than Mave. And that's why I can't learn Mave from Shori, because Shori is more Chomel, and I can't learn Shori from Mave, because Mave is more Chomel. So that's the words. Lo Harei, Harei means the Kula of Shori is not as great as the Kula of Mave, and therefore I can't learn Mave from Shori. And the Kula of Mave is not as great as the Kula of Shori, I can't learn Shori from Mave. No, it wouldn't work. Why? So if Hare means a Chumma, that's what we were just saying now. If Hare means Chumma, that line it could work. Then maybe at the first line of the Gemara, it could have been Chumma. The Chumma of Shori is not as great as the Chumma of Mave, and therefore you can't learn Shori from Mave. And the Chumma of Mave is not as great as the Chumma of Shori, and therefore you can't learn Mave from Shori. Could have learned that until you get to this last line. Veloi zeh vezeh shekein darko leilech lahazik karein haboy shein darko leilech lahazik. These three, they all have the same attribute that they are darko leilech lahazik. They're not. Now, what does harein mean? Karein haboy shein darko leilech lahazik. Harein here can't mean chumra, because boy that doesn't go in darko leilech lahazik is not a chumra, it's a kula. It's a reason for leniency. So what does harei mean? So this line is the line that teaches us, in our sugya at least, harei is a, the word harei means a kula.
Another context it could mean attributes or other kinds of things as well.
Did you? But not attributes.
Just in this context.
In this mishnah harei means kula. That these three don't have the kula like the kula of boy. Because what's the kula of boy? It doesn't go.
Maybe it's a chumra. Maybe the boar being stationed is a chumra.
Okay, maybe.
I'm suggesting that the animals, and they're the things that travel. Yeah. You could have thought maybe it's not really those, but there's another aspect that shouldn't be the chai of the adam, because he's not the only one who was involved in the equation here. There's wind, there's a life force that's making decisions on its own at some level. But here, the bull is the only thing that he's the one who made it. It's staying stationary. Of course, it's his responsibility.
So if you own an animal that has all this, then it's your responsibility because it's got all this.
I do it.
The best got
it.
More of a dangerous thing.
I do it. I just learned
that. Every bull is also a bull. Is also a girl.
But here, I'm the only one responsible for that bull. There's no other element involved in the
If you own an animal, that the life of the animal is also your life, you own. You could check the animal, and you have this animal that has an ability to go from A to B. You can't say, well, it's not my fault. It's also got its ability to go from A to B.
Yeah, sure, why not? It made its own decision.
But you were responsible of its decision.
I made a mistake, bro.
So boys, that means very wrong.
You did it. That's it. No one else involved. No one else but you.
Also, you also have to look at things the other way, but it's really not correct.
Okay.
If you own something which is more dangerous, it's more of a reason why you have to look after it. You own a car that has an ability to go fast, and you've got to be more careful such a car. You have a car that can go 20 kilometers an hour. Okay, so you've got a sudden smear of that 20 kilometers an hour. You've got a car that's got more of an ability to resolve. Oh, my. It's got more engine power. What do you want from me? Yeah, I would have thought that maybe more chayv to look after my 20 kilometers an hour, because I can even more. It's more me than something that's got such an engine. That's.
I don't want to see what
you're saying. I don't want to say it's time. Yeah.
If you want to cool, right? We still have a Mavica. Kaveh
Ashur.
So we're saying regular chain are not equivalent, but they are equivalent.
Oh,
right. So you say Lohabe Ashur, Kaveh Amaba. So we're saying is that chain is
not
equal. Chain is not equal to regular. The shame is equal to rebels.
They each have.
I mean, they're each. You know, you have to pay.
It's not.
You have to pay 100%. The chayav rishus on the yisrael.
Equal. No. You're talking about here. Equal. The kula here means that what would there be more of a reason to be mechayav or not?
Why would you think that he's
one? Shen has more anor. So Shen has more anor. So there's more of a reason why the Torah said you're chayav.
What?
Shen has anor. If you're animal, not being damaged by the anor, so of course you have to pay for that. Mashenke. With regular, which doesn't have a law, maybe you wouldn't have to pay.
Why? I don't, that it's your animal, and you have to, and you have to watch it, and you're responsible for the damage it does. Oh, so why would I think it matters whether he steps on the fruit or whether he eats the fruit?
I'll just explain it, I'll say again. If the Torah would just say Shen, and Shen was the animal's a mazik, it's only, the only makor in the Torah that you're chayav for mazik is a case where the animal damaged and had a law. Said, yeah, I can understand. Okay, your animal had a nose. He has to pay for the damage he did. In the case of an animal didn't have a nose, maybe there's no chiyuv to pay for damage. Remember, we're going in the Mishnah that the moment we don't know any makoris for mazik. Right? We're saying, if the Torah wouldn't have written mazik, apart from by Shen, you would have thought, okay, Shen, you had a nose. Or had the Torah only written by Regel, because Regel is something very common. Wherever it goes, it can tread and break things. Not only if it's hungry, whenever it walks, it'll break things. So maybe then you're more chiyuv to look after it. Mashing in Shen, which is, I had to think that my animal is definitely hungry then. Maybe it's something you wouldn't have thought of. Every one of them has got a slight reason why a person would have thought differently. That's why I need at least two. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. And we got to the almost end of the Mishnah. So remember, we got Rana Hare from the last words of Hare Aboy. Hare in our Mishnah means a kula. So what is the common denominator between all these four? Sheven, Shedarkon, Lahazik, Oshmiyoson, Alecho. All of these are Darkon, Lahazik. They all damage. All of these are Shmiyoson, Alecho. All of these you must to look after. And when they damage, when they damage, the Torah is machayim to pay. The tzad shav between all these four, are not the same attributes. They all have certain reasons for leniency, reasons for chumas, but they have one thing in common. And when damage happened due to them, you have to pay. Right? When damage happens, then you have to pay. Why is the Mishnah ending off about tzad shav? What's going to teach us? Tzadah Shabbat is coming to include other things. There's other things you can learn from this Mishnah. At Tzadah Shabbat, there's other things you can learn from the Mishnah. We've given four examples, and there's other things to learn from, and Hashem, when we get to involve the Mishnah, the Gemara describes what the other things are. Meat of Oretz means you have to pay Idis. If you pay cash, pay cash. But if you don't want to pay cash, you want to pay Karaka, you have to pay from the best Karaka.
Except time.
Yeah, Tami, we haven't spoken about Tami. We're talking about Shoy. Shoy could be Shoy Moon. We haven't spoken about Tami. Right, very good. That was the Mishnah Rashi we did last week. Let's see some thesis. Alba Ovis Nezikin. Alba Ovis Nezikin. Is Tukta, I understood from last night that you've learned this thesis. Is Tukta the late Tony Hen? Some places that it doesn't say Hen. That Mishnah doesn't say the word Hen. Abba Ovis Nezikin. That's where it stops. Doesn't say Abba Ovis Nezikin Hen. The Gemara Gav Shlisha say Ovis Nezikin. The Gemara Dam Tavadam and Base also doesn't say the word Hen. And Abba Omchusek Polo increases. The Mishnah lists the case of four. There's four people that need to bring a korban before they can eat kodshim. Soya is Isha Yeledes, is Zova. Zov has to bring a korban before they can eat kodshim. Called Mechusori Kapor. They are lacking Kapor, they still need to bring a korban. And it doesn't say Alba Mechusori Kapor. Hey, doesn't say the word hey. We istukte, and our place is Diktoni Ein. It does. Ke Diktoni, Alba Shaimin Ein. Alba Shishonim Hey. So our place is this way, our place is that way. End of Tesis. According to this Tesis, what Tesis mean to tell you? Don't get too bogged down about this. That's Derech HaShas. Some places yes, some places not. and go right. Now there's a Gilyon. It's not a Tosis, it's a Gilyon of Tosis, but since it's in the page of Tosis, we'll do it as well. And time out! Maybe there's Tosis, Shonim, probably some other use of Tosis. Amai loika omar abo ovis nezikin hei. Kedektonia daled roshi shonim hei. Now this Tosis is not the same Tosis, this Tosis, I suppose that's a question. Not like that, is like this, and this, and go back to it. Rather, no, what is that? Why in Rosh Hashanah does it say here, and not in Baba Kamei? So what's the answer? Mish loyma shleibo ena lahagid arbo mishalolu lo yizek rizim. Mish loyma answers thesis shleibo. The matara of this mishnah is not to teach us arbo always nizike. Then you would say, hey, if the matara of the mishnah was to teach us, you should know that arbo always. And you would say arbo always nizike. Hey, these are the arbo always. That wasn't the matara. Matar was to say, of these arba avos, you couldn't learn one from the other. Lo yizeh kizeh. Of these arba avos, either one couldn't be learned from the other. So the matar wasn't to teach me arba rosh hashanim hei. That's the matar in Rosh Hashanah. There's arba rosh hashanim. That's very good. That's what would be there. Arba shomim hei. There are four shomim.
So this reading is in this
after? Right, right. We would doubt that there is a reason when we say hey.
It's in contrast. Where the first one is not that.
Come to the first thesis. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes not. You're right. Come to the second thesis. Come to this Gideon. No, there's a reason when it says hey. If it's coming to tell me what these arba are, then you would say arba hey. There are four. If it's coming to tell me, just like Dhamma for the Hemshah, so you don't say the word here. If it's just a preface to the rest of the Mishnah, you don't say the word here. That's what Tosis here in the Gideon wants us to say. Like Saskosha. He says, it's not much more like that. To the Gemara Mukach, it's Mukach in the Gemara, the Nochis Tana Liminyana. That the Tana, when he says Arba, he's coming to say Arba and not anything else. When the Gemara later on says, "V'tana didon midaparech, v'tana didon my timer loytoni honey," the Gemara daf Dalit, it brings Reb Shaya says it's 13, and Reb Chia says it's 24. Obviously, you can. And then the Gemara says, "Why didn't our Tana say those? Why didn't our Tana learn like the 13?" Now, if our Tana wasn't here to tell us the list of four, but rather was coming to tell us, you should know of these four, we couldn't learn one from the other. So there's no question, why didn't he say the list of 13? He wasn't coming to teach me the obvious Nezikin. He wasn't teaching me all the 24 Nezikin. He wasn't coming to teach me that. What was he coming to teach me? Of the four mentioned in the Torah, you can't learn one from the other. So says Tosis, says the Gideon, it's mashma, from the Gemara at least, that our Tana was coming to teach us which ones are the obvious Nezikin. And therefore the Gemara asked, so why do you only say four? Why didn't you say 13? Or why didn't you say 24? It's Mavoah said in the Gemara that our Tana is coming to teach us the list, coming to delineate for us the list of obvious Nezikin. And if it's true, then it should have said hey. If it's coming to delineate the obvious, he should have said, hey, Saskosha, the Gemara Mukach, in the Gemara it's Mukach, the Nochis Tane, that the Tane was coming, Nochis Loshon coming down, was coming down. The focus of the Tane was, Liminyana was coming to tell us, no, that there are four Oveis Nezike. Why? With the Parik, since the Gemara asked, the Tane Didon, our Tane, as opposed to Reb Chia, as opposed to Reb Shaya, our Tana, my time, Eloi Toni Hani, why didn't he say the Reb Shaya? Why didn't he say Reb Chia? If our Tana wasn't coming to delineate the obvious, what you ask, he wasn't coming to tell me you should know there are four. Then he was never coming to say there are four. So what's your question? Why didn't he say the 13? He was never coming to say four even. Lekach Yishloima, because of this kasha, would you believe it? Tosis says, You'll have to say the loit tani hein. The reason why I didn't say hein is kida ashkechon ba'arba mechosoy kapor. I can find elsewhere. It doesn't say hein. There's places in Shas that does say hein. Places in Shas where it doesn't say hein, and there's no rhyme or reason for that. Gideon started trying to think, I've got Mahalach, why it doesn't say hey. Right? And then Taisa said that it doesn't fit in with the Gemara. Okay, if so, you're right. It doesn't say hey, like it doesn't say hey elsewhere. Some places it says hey, sometimes it doesn't say hey. And simply reading in Taisa, there's no rhyme or reason for it.
Why did he rule it out?
He ruled it out because, well, his teretz, the Gideon's teretz, because his teretz was that the Tana's not coming to tell me that there's four of his nezikim. But the Gemara asks on this Tana, why did it not say the 13 of his of Rabbi Shaya? Rabbi Shaya and Avdalet brings 13 examples of ovis. And Abchir brings 24 examples of ovis. So why did the our Tana not bring them down? But if our Tana wasn't even out to tell us the Alba of his nezikim, he wasn't coming to do that. He was just coming to say that you can't learn one of the obvious from the other. Then you don't have a question why he didn't bring 13. Because that wasn't his matar. His matar wasn't even to bring four. His matar was just to equate between these four that this each one needed a reason for them occur.
Then maybe you have also 13.
No.
Why didn't you have
13? 13, each one of them completely different lots of Moshe. 13, Shemechinam, Shemesachan, Nesesach, Vaseichim. Different halachas completely. It's nothing to do with dark and lelech lahazik. It's all types of odon, different types of odon.
But can you learn one from the other?
Could you learn all the obvious from each other?
Could I, right?
Say this. That wasn't the matar of it.
Why can you continue on with this one isn't like that? You could with the 13, with the rest of them.
Our Tana, like the Gemara is going to say that, our Tana was discussing odon. Huh? Was discussing odon. Odon, the Torah spoke about odon. And Adam is not equatable to the other ones. So what's your question? Why do you not bring down all 13?
I'm saying, if you were more than 13, would you not be able to...
What would you say? Shlok Yud Gimel Ovis Nezikim Loi Harei Asher Kiram Abe? That what?
Yeah. You would have recited these four and continue on with the other 11.
But you would be able
same to... Same fashion would continue. Lo Zek, Harei Zek. Lo Eilu Keilu. He would have continued. He couldn't continue that way.
I think you get into serious difficulties. You have to look for every single one of them, but it's each one of them is exists a cost of something. Sorry, but Shabbos Boishes, they all exist a cost of something. You have to pay for these things. It's not. The source of Le'are is in Svar. I would have thought if you're high for this, you're high for that. Says no, because this is a greater quota than that. But Tsar, Ripui, Shabbos Boishes, all exist a cost of. You have to pay. Shoyle does, it's not have to pay. So this exists a cost of, so it's not an attribute of Tsar, or an attribute of Ripley, or an attribute of Sheris. It's exists a cost of, you have to pay for it. Can't learn one from the other, rather not. How would you know if you have for Tsar?
You have to learn one from the other.
No, but of course not. It's not even a Tsar, it wouldn't come into the context. In our Mishnah, they're saying, I've got to see a Chai for Shoy. So maybe if you have for Shen as well, that would make sense because it's a similar type of, it's your animal. So you would have thought you'd be chayiv. Or it's an Adam, you would have thought you're chayiv. Teretz is no, because this is a greater kula.
Why can't you say that Tzal and Shevet and Moshe?
My Kesha.
Tzal? Shevet? You would say that in Moshe?
Well, if you're chayiv for Tzal, you know you're chayiv for Tzal. Any Havim, if you're chayiv for Tzal, you're chayiv to pay for the doctor's fee.
Yeah.
Why? My Kesha. Because
he called him.
What's I got to do with doctors for you?
The doctor has to get rid of the
pain
for
the pain I'm paying for. Why do I have to pay for the doctors?
Get rid of the pain.
Shevis, why do I have to pay for unemployment for my kesha? The exams are costs. The pure exams are costs say, but Adam should be like that. Sure, it doesn't have to pay for it. If it's possible, you have to pay for Nezik. It should be possible, you have to pay for why is an animal there? It doesn't have to pay. So it's a cost of Adam has to pay for these four things. So you wouldn't be able to learn from one to the other. Well, if it would say Nezek, if it would say Odom, you know you're Chai Pitzal. If the Torah says Nezek, you know you're Chai Pitzal. Can't be. I'll show you proofs that not. So Torah is mechadish, so an alim has to pay extra four things. You can't say lo yarei on that. There is in the Torah.
Is there any damage he causes him, any damage, any financial loss, anything he would have paid for?
How would you know that?
I would have said that. Okay.
Well, the Torah said nezik.
He caused him not to go to work. He should pay for that.
Pure grammar. Pure grammar. If I lock up somebody and can't go to work, you have to pay for that. We've seen the taste of the afkaf.
I know.
You don't need to pay. Right? That's grammar. Well, you know. So you can say, you're right. Taste of afkaf told us not.
Told us that. I'm saying what I would have assumed.
Okay. So what you would have assumed after you've learned a bit, you can add to what you've learned, not what you would have assumed before you learned. Grammar, you're about to. So there's no reason to be high for shares. It's a chiddush Torah. Okay, so that's at the end of the day. Tosfos says that sometimes you do say it, sometimes you don't say it. Kipshutoi, that doesn't seem to be much of a reason. Unfortunately, I don't remember what the ball was, but Tom Beckman, when we made the siyum on Akinus, Rabbi Beckman came and spoke, and he said of this Tosfos, and he said the Maharach to explain when you do say it, when you don't say it,
right.
But I don't remember. I have to try and reach out to him. To he had a vault. When you do, when you don't remember, it's
I remember that.
Yeah. That was his start with his thesis, and he said that he had a vault. He had a vault shape something your back. That's me, I don't remember that. But he had a vault. But Kipshut today's doesn't give us the vault. He said, yeah, it is, but this is not being if I bump into him and should see tonight, I'll ask him what the vault was. Okay, next thesis, I'll show you about it. This Tosfos, of course, I'm sure you've all looked through the Chumash before we did this Mishnah, like we said, right? So this Tosfos needs that Mishnah, needs the Chumash. At least it should be in your head where the parshas are, because otherwise this Tosfos is not going to work. So Rashi said the reason why it starts with Shor Yibori Mabeheve is the order of the Torah. The order of the Torah is Shor Yibori Mabeheve. That's why the Mishnah writes it in that order. Remember, we said, why did Rashi say that? Rashi was bothered the next part of the Mishnah. There is Shor Yibori Mabeheve. All of a sudden, skipping one. So why don't we just explain the Mishnah that went in the first place? Shor Yibori Mabeheve. Okay, it's in the order of the Mishnah. Shor Yibori Mabeheve. Says this is 1 second. What does Shor mean? Well, Shor could mean care. Shor could mean Karen, Regel, and Shem. Or, Maskana Wanga with one Malik is Shor means Regel. Shor is Regel, not Karen. Shor is Regel. Mave is Bori. Mave is Shem. So you have Regel, Bori, Shem. And Karen is right in. Kishahizik, Chava Mazik. That comes to include Karen. Why is Karen not mentioned in the list? Because Karen is not Mood Mitzkidos. Karen takes time till it becomes a Mood. So there's four always which are Mood Mitzkidos on Regel, Boy, Shen, Ish. Those are four are Mood Mitzkidos. And Karen isn't. So says the Gemara, according to that, the order of the Mishnah is not according to order of the Psukim. Because that's all the Psukim go. Remember that? Starts off with Kiyigach, Karen. Then it has Bo. Then it has Ki Yavish, Sodekem, Vishilach Es Viroi, Uvie Mister Acher, which is Regal and Karen and Shem. And then we have Eish. So the order is Bo, if we keep out Karen, let's knock off Karen for some reason. But if you don't want to put Karen in the Mishnah, you have Bori, Regel, Shem, Ish. And our Mishnah had Regel, Bori, Shem, Ish. It's not the order. The reason why we have this Mishnah in this order is because like, the Parsha is not. It says Tosfos. Tosfos. Third line down in Tosfos. According to the Mandoma Tana, Shor the Ragel. Tana used the word Shor for Egel, Loihava Keseda Aparsha. is not in the right order of the parsha. Do regel nafkelon. You learn that regel from maybe shilach espiroi from the pasuk of shilach espiroi. Interceive. Boso boy that says after boy. Become mokoim. Shame shoy ksiv koidem beparsha. The word shoy, the name shoy, appears earlier in the parsha. If you look through the parsha, the first parsha is about a shoy, ki yigach shoy, it's talking about shoy that's negeach, so that's talking about shoy, and we're using the word shoy to describe regel, so it makes sense to put the word shoy before boy, because shoy in the Torah came before boy. Shame shoy ksiv koidem beparsha, Tahainu negicha de keren. It's referring to negicha of keren. So since the word shoy, which was tuman yiga, although we're not going to use shoy for keren,
why?
We're using shoy for rega.
Why?
Why are we using?
I'm not understanding. Why
shoy for keren? Very good. Okay. That. So we're using the word shoy for rega, not shoy for keren. So even though the word the rega came afterwards. And Keren came earlier, but since Shoy, which is the regular is Shoy Amazik, appeared before Boy, the order of the mission is like this. You want to know why we use the word Shoy for regular and not for Keren? So really, I could tell you, just wait a little bit. Mo's going to be shortly describing that. But you don't want to wait. I'll tell you, why should regular not be mentioned in the mission?
Let it be
Shoy,
Keren, and Regel.
Oh, let Shoy be Shoy, Keren, Shen, Regel.
Yeah, that's
what would Mavim be? What would Mavim be? Hold on. Odom's already mentioned later on. Daft is Vol. Mentions Odom. Why do you need Odom mentioned again? Odom Amazik. The Gemara says the mission brings a list of things. We've got Shoya Mur, Shoya Mazik, Rishos, and Nizik, but Odom. Odom is mentioned already in the Mishnah later on. So we don't need Odom to be mentioned again. So Mava has to be. Odom is mentioned. Odom is mentioned on that as well on the base. It delineates Odom as one of the obvious Nizikim. That is well on the base. So I don't need Odom to be mentioned here on the base of the Aleph. We have it later on. So what's Mave?
Odom.
You go special later on. Why wouldn't it be mentioned here? It's more of a.
Why repeat it twice?
So here is Andrew Lomar.
Oh, very good, very good. You could be right. Okay, you're missed around. But Shmuel didn't like that. Shmuel says it says Odom later on. So why do I need it to be mentioned Odom again here? So Mave can't mean Odom. So what's Mave? Shame. Can't mean Odom, right? So it has to be something else. So what's the next thing? Shame. If Mav is Shem, so what's Shoy?
Shoy is Keren Regel.
So Shoy can't mean Keren and Regel.
Why?
Because if you're saying Shoy means two, it should mean three as well.
No, it doesn't have to mean three.
It can't be two. It doesn't make sense to say
it
two.
Can
right?
Be one. It can be two.
It can be one. You can say we're using the word Shoy to describe one of the obvious of Shem, of Shoy. I can hear that. But to say two and not three doesn't make any sense. Why should it be two?
Why not?
Because you're saying, why are you saying two? Because it's the animal, the thing the animal does. The animal does three things, doesn't do two things.
Oh, so what? It
can be two. It can't be two.
Because Mav is going to be the third. And I want to distinguish.
No, that doesn't make much sense. Because if you're going to tell me, I'm using the word show to describe one thing of Shoy, maybe the thing it does with the most kavana, or maybe the thing that it does the most often. I'm describing this mazik, this av, as Shoy. Fine, I'm willing to accept it. But if you're saying, no, it's not a description of one particular av. It's a description of what the animal does, and the animal does three things. You can't say just two of them.
Why not? What's the rule for that?
What's
it
the rule?
Two things.
Because why does Shoy show me two things? Shoy shows me either what the animal does or the main thing it does. But where do we see it does two things it does? There's no two main things. There's no two main things.
Two main things. Kids.
If we are limiting answers to each case of where it was. You could say sure is to could be Shane and Mega.
And oh, very good. Well, it could be Shane and Mega.
Yes.
Then what's Mavet?
No, they're all on the rule.
Right? So Mavet, once we locked off Mavet from being Odom, Mavet has to be Shen.
Okay.
Once Mavet has to be Shen, Shor has to be one attribute. Okay, I disagree on you, Yosef. I'm saying if we're describing what the Shor does, then you can't pick two out of three. You're describing on the Shor, the Shor does three things. If you're using Shor as a code word for its main mazik, fine. So one of them, whichever one it is, you decide, come on, also a hazik, it's a mazik. Okay, Beseder, or what's the most thing it does? Also, I'm willing to accept. What's its two business? The show does two things. It doesn't, does three things. Yeah, but one of them we've used. Oh, you can't do that.
These
are the three things. Well, more than me to get awesome, that's what Rabbi Yaakov said. Why don't we say Shenrega? And then what's Mavet? We have a problem here. We have Mavet, which has to be Shen. Which means that Shor has to be one thing. Which one? It means one thing is not mentioned. One of them is not mentioned. It means we're left with one that's not going to be mentioned. Which one's not going to be mentioned? That's we have Shor, which is one. Pick the one. Kami Shen and Rega, which would be a good time. It's on this side of the risk measure. One say Shen and Rega. Kami Shen and Rega, because we said Mavet needs to be something. So Mavet is Shen. So we're left with two. Which one of the two is going to be Shor? And which one are we going to leave out? One of them is going to be left out from the Mishnah. So, originally the Gemara thought Shor is Keren. Why should Rega be left out from the Mishnah? So eventually the Gemara said Shor is Rega. And why is Keren left out of the Mishnah? Because Keren Bemet is not the same as the other four. Because it's not Amur Mitzvah. So there's four cases which are Amur Mitzvah. So you have Shor, which is Rega. Boy. So now it's going to involve the Akasha. So if we're going with the regal first, so it's not all done the mission. You've got regal boy, show regal boy, shen ish. So what's this, is Terence?
Is that the order of the what?
Regal boy, shen ish.
Is that the order of the Torah?
No, that's what the mission says.
That's the order.
Show is regal boy, shen ish.
Not the order of the question.
Oh, not the order of the Torah, right? Not the order of the Torah. The order which we have in the mission is not the order of the Torah. So that's this discussion. So what's this discussion?
Further back,
it mentions the word Shor. And Shor.
In the context of
Karen. In the context of Karen.
Right.
And Shor is somehow similar to an animal, right? It's an animal. And Shen, here goes, Mela doesn't bother me. Right? That's not such a very convincing argument why Shor is mentioned first. So the Maram, he explains this point. Maram is there. Where would you find the Maram?
The back.
Toby's to the opposite. Where would you find the Maram? Yeah, at the back. Let's ask one. Very at the back. Where would you find the Maram? What's the first thing you find in the Maram after the Rosh? What's the second thing? Not bad, Marshal. And what's underneath Marshal? The Maram. So Maram's there. Maram's got a lot to speak on our page. But
After
the Masha. Yeah. So it would be on olive.
Yeah,
we do. Right. See the underneath the Masha's Maram. See it?
Mm-hmm.
And the Maram, the second Maram. So you first starts off with another cash. So you're saying Shor is. Because it's mentioned in the Torah, right? That's why Shor is mentioned first in the Torah, and that's talking about Regel, because Regel has got shaykhus with Shor. Even though the Parsha is talking about Keren, but Regel has got shaykhus with Shor, Therefore, we want to have, we mentioned Shori first, we mentioned Rego first. Why do you mention Rego first? Because it says the word Shori in the Torah first. So he says, if so, you should put Mabe also first. Right? Shen is also Shaykhus to the word Shori, right? So it should be Shori, which is Rego, Mabe, which is Shen, because that's all Shori, and then Boy, and then Heaven. That's his kasha. If you're right, it won't. The word Shori. Animals, okay, animals come first. Right? So, so should I have
Why Shori? Do you have Boy next?
Why do you have Boy next?
Well, that goes into the point that I'm comparing the two.
That's his kasha. Him say that. We have a question, though. The question is, if you're saying in the order of the Torah, and you want to put Shori first, because Shori is an animal, and that's mentioned first, so why Rego and Shen after the end, put Shori Rego, should be first. Shen Rego Shen should be first. That's the kasha. You see this inside Maran, the second piece. Second piece of the Maran. Hashoy Baboy, right. We call Mokim Shem Shoy, see if Koydin of a parasha. Makshim Oilom in Kain, Hoyoloi La Tana, Lahaktim, Gam Kain, Bimasnisin Mabe. He should have put Mabe first as well. Should have pre. Seeded Mabe and the boy, yeah. Shoshem, Koydon boy. Do not be Bechlal Shem Shoy. It also comes under the category of the word Shoy in the Torah. Kamo Regel is a difference. Regel was actually mentioned in the Torah later. But you say the word Shoy animals, okay, so put Shem there as well. Miesh Loima, so this Teretz, Lohigdim at a Regel. The Tana calls Regel Shoy. That's what the Tana calls. The Tana calls Regel Shoy. The Tana calls Shen Mabe. So since the Tana calls Regel Shoy, let's say that's the most Shchiach Mazik of a Shoy. The Tana calls Regel Shoy. That's what the Tana describes Shoy. What's the mazik of Shoy, Regel? And Shoy was mentioned first in the Torah. That's why we mention the word Shoy before Boy. Why are we mentioning the word Shoy before Boy? Because what is the mazik of Shoy? Regel. That's what the Tana is describing, ascribing to the word Shoy, Regel, right? What is the mazik of Shoy? Regel. And what is mentioned in the Torah? Where is Shoy mentioned in the Torah? Before Boy. Therefore, Regel is listed first. Since Regel is Shoy, what do you mean is Shoy? That is the mazik of a Shoy. And that is, and the word Shoy is mentioned in the Torah before Boy. So Regel is listed first. But Shen is not Shoy. Shen has a different name to it. Shen is Mabe. Why say not Shoy? Because there's Shoy, which is the thing that's masked the most. And then there's something called Shen, when it's hungry, it eats. And that's not Shoy. That is Maven. So, okay, so now we can leave later on when the Torah actually describes Maven. That's his Teretz. Teretz answers this question. Why do we say Shoy first? Because the Torah talks about Shoy first. Why don't we put Regel? Why don't we put Shen together with it? No, only Regel, which is the prototype thing of Shoy, does that come first? Because that is Shoy.
And why don't we
say it's Karen? Why the Tana didn't describe it as Karen? Because the Tana wants to talk about obviously the things that are Nezikin, Mu'adim Mitkelos, and Regel and Karen isn't.
The first time Tana mentions the concept is its essence.
Yes, it's a good one.
Yeah.
1 second. He carries on a bit afterwards. He doesn't like this exact name. 1 second. He doesn't like it so much. 1 second. So he carried on a little bit after that. He adds an extra knage. He says you should know that according to this Tana, what's Shoy? Regel. What's boy? Boy. What's mave? Shem. And what's heve? Ish. And Karen didn't get a mention. Why? It's not more than mitchilosa. But the Tana wanted to hint to us, at least. You should know there's another mazik. There's a mazik called Karen. And that's Shoy. That's the Shoy that's mentioned first in the Torah. Why is it mentioned first in the Torah? Which parsha is it talking about first in the Torah? Karen. Kiyuga. It's Karen. So I'm putting Shoy, which is Rega, I'm putting it first to hint to you that there's another mu'ad here that's hidden away here, included in Shoy. Which one? Why is Shoy? What's the first one mentioned in the Torah? Karen. So I'm putting Regal first to hint to you there's something mentioned in the Torah before Boy, which is Karen. It's not delineated here, but I'm hinting to you that I'm using the word Regal. I'm using the word Shoy to describe Regal. So I'm putting it first because that's the first. There's another av. Yeah, so the Tan only wanted to talk about the ones which are mu'ud mitchilosam.
Why?
Because there's only four that are mu'ud mitchilosam. The focal point of the Tan was to teach us. You're right. The focal point of the Tan was to teach us there's four which are mu'ud mitchilosam.
Teach me the five.
Because then you'd have to be married and say those four from the beginning. And these are
not. There's only four.
There are only four. There's only four. There's only four which are mu'ud mitchilosam. There's only four which are mu'ud mitchilosam. We want to be merabes to you.
So
you should know that besides these four which are mu'ud mitchilosam, there's one I'm not saying. Why am I not saying that one? Why am I not saying that one? Because it's not mu'ud mitchilosam. So I've hinted it to you. Why am I saying shoy boy my baby? Shoy first. Because I'm telling you, the Shoy is Regal. Right? Okay. And Regal's mentioned Shoy. Where's Shoy mentioned first in the day? By Karen. So it's a hinting to you that there is another thing which I'm not talking about. Why am I not talking about that? You think? Why am I not talking about that one? Because it's different. Which way is it different? These four all have the same din. The one, the Mu'ud Mitzvah. The other one, not.
You can't tell me because you don't want to be so long about it. Because you're being longer about it by telling me. Ignoring it to teach me
how
to
read you.
It's all
Yosef Roshita, that the Tana should write every word out clearly. It should be like an article. And it shouldn't be, you should know, I'm now starting a whole show. You should know there's four and there's one. I'm writing it all out to you clearly. That's not the Tanaim work. The Tanaim saying everything as succinctly as possible. Alba, obviously, the Zikin aim. Show you what the four, all these four are the same. The Mu'ud Mitzvah.
Say five is much easier. Say five. There are five. They're not called show. You know what? Say five. Teach is actually 11. Then there's also tell me there are five. Are there five for the up? Are there five?
There's actually 24.
You also said there's five.
There's 24.
Tell me there's 24. That's the number four. The other. You say, well, the countess there is seven. Well, look, if you've got like rather
what? If you're learning Oda?
Well, if you want to say Oda, you're not excluded from by doing this
particular. I'm not saying Oda. I'm saying Shoy, I'm saying Regal,
yeah.
Boy, Shen, and Ish.
You left out
Oda. Oda, we're going to, I haven't left out, we're going to talk about it later.
Yeah, okay. So
why I can still think it like our share, which by the time we get up to this form, will be like another couple of years' time. Say that. the Tana, though, if you have a Shnai, it's the Tana left is the other prince.
The Olam is the word mitzvah.
Right? He's going to be mentioned. Oh, why is he going to say Alba?
Yeah.
Should say Chomish, because we've also got the Olam at the end.
Ooh.
Why don't we say Alba when we leave the next six?
Why are we saying Alba, obviously, Zikin is five? There's Regel, Shen, Meregel, Zori, Shen, Eish, and Adam. So there's five which are all songs. So these four are four which are all money. Your money. Why is that one left there? It's certainly not your money. There's four of which are your money which you're meant to look up.
Is there a separate Mishnah for Karen?
is a mish of can.
Yeah.
Loads of them.
No, like in this paragraph.
Yeah, sure.
Right, so it's a Mishnah. So I'm not going to throw everything all into one Mishnah, make it one big compilation.
No, but the Mishnah described it. It gives the proto halachas of all of these things. Also, Ketz the Regal and Ketz the Shen. Remember that? There's a perik about it, right? There's a Mishnah that describes Regal, and the Mishnah that describes Shen, and also Keren. Say that, but we're now listing four.
So those four are Mama. And that's that category.
So the reason why Mavet didn't come second is because the Tana calls Regel, and that Shoy is mentioned first in the list of the parashis, and therefore we put Regel first. Mashenki. Mave, which the Torah doesn't describe as Shoy, we can leave to where the Torah put Mave. So it's Shoy is mentioned first in the Torah. Boy, Mave, Heaven. Now, there's an extra Sof of the Maharal adds that the included in why we're putting Shoy here first is to hint to us that there's another Ab, which is not described. For a good reason, it's not described. And that's going to be hinted. Look at where the parsha is talking about by this show, which we pull first, and you'll see it's on that carry.
And that's why the mission doesn't say
regal. Why the mission doesn't say
regal? And say regal because a show to hint us that carry as well. Don't mention carry to us because it's not really a mu'ah.
Right.
Even though I really want you to know about it, I want to hint you still about it. I want you to find out about it.
Right.
The hinting process.
Right. Very good.
Adam's
not meant to come to Rav, I come to Shmuel. Adam's not mentioned. Come to Rav, Adam is. Come to Shmuel, Adam not mentioned.
According to Rav, Adam is.
Yeah.
And is that even the order?
Oh, that's the next baptism.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and Hen, maybe you read this, I'm just throwing out an idea.
Okay.
Is Hen, in the places where he's mentioned, Tosas mentioned,
not too much appearance.
Is mentioned.